Slava, the season certainly started with a bang.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been an exciting weekend. You know, I do believe we, as a team, we deserved more than 2 points out of the weekend. But at the circumstances, everything turned out to be. I'm very pleased we fought from 1-3 down at home to win the game 5-3 against a very solid hockey team. So I can only praise the guys for that.
And a great performance from the new netminder, Sam James.
Yeah, Sam has been terrific. You know, he had the last 9 minutes of yesterday's game against in Basingstoke. He had a couple of shots on him, and today was, you know, it was touch and go who is going to start. Dan, I spoke to Dan, and Dan wanted to commit, and obviously he's too early for him. He's not ready yet, but he wanted to do it for the team. He went on the ice, and I explained to both of the goalies, you know, Dan is fit, if he's want to go, he's going to go. If not, obviously, James, you got to be ready. And obviously, the guy took it well. And to be honest, he well-deserved man of the match for him. And I believe he's got a bright future ahead of him.
And tonight, some good goals. Were you pleased with the way the team also defended Sam in goal by restricting the number of shots that Sheffield had?
Yes, we had to adjust. Obviously, we did not play the way we want to play at home sometimes. And that's nothing to do, it's nothing against Sam, it's just the way we decided to play, because we are short-staffed. We played a very tough physical game yesterday. We're not fully in a physical form we want to be, and the level, we're still working on this, and we decided to play maybe a little bit more defensive. We didn't really change tactics, we were just making sure that they don't have too much danger, but they have a very good offense. To give them a credit, they still created quite a few chances, and some came up big.
People might have thought there'd be most penalty minutes tonight, but it was actually on Saturday night against Basingstoke, 206 penalty minutes.
Yeah, to be honest, after first period tonight, when a few things happened again, I'm thinking, oh my God, are we going into this again? Am I going to be called as a coach who's building a team to be goons? You know, this is not in my philosophy, that's for sure, but turned out to be, we came in a room, we had a meeting, and we said, today, the only thing that matter is 2 points. So we have to be disciplined, we have to stay away from any trouble whatsoever. As you've seen, Lucky, I have no problem to basically go against anybody, but he decided to stay away. Everybody stayed away. It was a team effort all around, starting with the goalie, starting with the defensive play, moving the puck, staying, jumping, when it needs to be. I think everything, guys deserve a huge credit today. I know it's not, I believe we do have more, but the thing is, where we are right now, it was too important, more important than a performance.
And what about Yanis Orzin's, his suspension? Do you know how long he's likely to be out for?
No, we're still waiting. Obviously, it's only happened yesterday, Sunday. All the offices are closed. We had a couple of conversations, and we hope to know something during the week.